I'm more concerned, he said, of how these next few years will affect the small and perishable things that dare to poke their heads up through the permafrost that confronts us all, that confronts the big and small as we battle against the very inertia that drowned the unconcerned of Noah's time, or the very old time of Noah, who very successfully, unsuccessfully built the boat but failed to save his people, who were too busy being unimaginative, though all the signs were there for them to see, the small and brave of us as well as the big and strong, facing the wall of water, the mile-high wall of water that just now on the brink of cresting and rushing down with all its absolutely every ounce of its impact, wondering what hit us, as if the earth itself were raised like a wrecking ball and swung against itself, shattering the continents and splashing the seas into space like a dog shaking itself, like a dog bounding onto the shore from a cascading rush of water and shaking itself dry.